The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everybody. My name is Russ, and I'd like to welcome you to the show we call Just a Fan's View, the show that talks about NASCAR from just a NASCAR fan's point of view. We won't be doing any interviews with drivers, and we won't be talking to any crew chiefs. In fact, when we do interview anyone, it will be just another NASCAR fan. That's why we call it Just a Fan's View. So hold on to your cup holder. We're not afraid to express our opinion. In fact, it is what we do best. Today's show is NASCAR at Kansas, Race 3 of the Chase from Just a Fan's View. No matter what the qualifying says, the Price Chopper 400 is going to be a race that shows just how serious some teams are to make up some needed points. Judging from the lineup, it may be the first chance that some of the teams in the 6th to 12th positions have an opportunity to make up some points on the front runners. This is a week that will either narrow the field or show that it is just that much closer to being narrowed down to just a few. The only exception is front runner Mark Martin, who is once again starting on the pole. One of the advantages of starting on the pole is choice of pit selection, and that can make a big difference on getting out of the pits during the pit stops for fuel and tires. Since track position will definitely make a difference this weekend, Mark will likely have an advantage that could allow him to open up a little more distance between him and second place. I'm not one to jump the gun, but pretty soon the statistics begin to rule over hopes and conjecture. It is beginning to get to the point where those that are more than 150 points out of first need to have a lot of help from those out front in points, or they have to begin to crush those ahead of them every week. Even at that, without some sort of large separation and finishes in the coming races, the guys out front have the advantage. I do think it is interesting that once again this week the Hendrick teams are showing themselves to be strong, with Mark Martin and Dale Jr. starting on the front row. In fact, Hendrick or associated Hendrick cars are starting 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 5th, 9th, and 11th. If that doesn't say something about the strength of the organization, I don't know what does. Another hot topic for the weekend was NASCAR's warning for the number 5 and number 48 teams about being close to tolerances for their cars. Although they did not say it showed any intention on their part to cheat, they did say being so close to allowable tolerances made the possibility of having to make a negative decision against them after a race much more possible. Now, what that really means from this fan's view is being so close to tolerances leaves very little margin for error and raises the chances of finding a problem after the race. After their stellar performances this year, not even NASCAR wants to see that happen. And people say NASCAR has no heart. There are those that think that the chase is already down to the top 4 or maybe 5, and I do agree that it looks that way at the moment. But we've only had 2 races, and there are 8 left to go. As I said earlier in this article, there does come a time when the actual statistics do begin to affect the final outcome. After only 2 races, I still think there is a chance that anyone can have a bad week and lose some or all of the advantage they have acquired after those 2 weeks, and that includes the 3 at the top of the heap. No one, and I repeat, no one is exempt from having something unexpected break or happen on the track. Although it hasn't proven out yet, we have to take into consideration that someone besides the top chase contenders can win a race, and it could happen this week. I'm not saying it will, but I do have to once again remind us all, anything can happen in NASCAR racing, and usually does, especially when you least expect it. Now, Kansas can be just that kind of place. Jimmy Johnson is looking mighty tough this weekend, and I do believe he is the one of the chasers that is most likely to win, barring any of those things happening we just mentioned. It is all going to come down to those near the end of the race cautions and fuel mileage, and that, my friends, is why this fan thinks the race will be decided in the pits and the strategies that play out from there. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here at Just a Fan's View. That's the show for today, and we're really glad you took the time to be with us. It is our hope you enjoyed this time and that you will tell a friend where to find us. Just a Fan's View is a production of, and all views expressed are strictly the opinion of, PCN Productions. Thanks for being here, and until next time, have a great week.